Well, hey, Dosers. My name is Taylor. I'm one of the junior high pastors at our Vista campus. And today I'm continuing our series that is called Hindsight is 2021. And I want to tell you something that I learned this past year. And to do that, it involves me telling you this crazy story of this woman who had a pet, just like many of us do. But her pet was not a dog. It was not a cat. It was not a guinea pig. This pet was a snake. And I know some of you have snakes, but she had a python for a pet, which is crazy to me. I would never have a snake, let alone a python. But what's crazier is she allowed this python to sleep in the bed with her at night. I can't even believe that. You see, the python, after a specific amount of time, I think it was a few days, this woman noticed, stopped eating its food. So she got really worried because she wanted the snake to eat. That's how snakes survive. So she brings the snake into her veterinarian, and the veterinarian says, the reason why your snake is not eating is because it is purposely starving itself, and it's measuring you up in bed, getting ready to eat you while you are sleeping. Crazy. After hearing that, they decide that they need to put the python down, and they did just that. And when I hear that story, it is so easy for me to judge that woman for sleeping with something so dangerous. And then I realize that in a similar way to her, I am so closely associated to something that is way more dangerous than a python. And what that is the world. I want to read you a verse here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you." You see, this verse right here just made it very clear. As Christians, we are not supposed to love this world. And when it says do not love the world, it's not talking about people. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." When it says do not love the world, it's not allowing us to just like litter everywhere and throw our trash on the ground. It says hate the earth. No, that's not what it's talking about either. It's talking about the things, the ideas that stand in opposition to God. And me being a Christian for so long, I thought this would be easy for me not to love the world. And 2021 taught me this. Just because I've been a Christian for X amount of years, it's still going to be a challenge for me because this is still the physical. This is still what I see. It's so easy for me to allow my roots to grow down into this earth. And that's why I have been learning how to cut away those roots. There's a famous pastor who had this very similar struggle to me. And here's what he admitted to his church. I have the quote. It says, here's what he said. "I thought the longer I walked with Christ, the more eternally minded I would be. But I realize the longer I live on this earth, the more my roots have grown deeper. And so I'm trying to remember to cut the roots away from the love for this world and continue to keep with passion my focus toward what matters most." Guys, heading into 2022, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to remember what matters most. That's the Lord, that's eternity, that's eternal things. And if I'm not intentional in doing that, I'm just gonna fall into something dangerous. I'm gonna associate with this world. And that's why I'm learning to cut away these roots. How am I doing that? By remembering what matters most. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." It's all about what I'm allowing into my mind. Can I ask you, what are you allowing into your mind? What voices are loudest in your life? Is it earthly voices? Is it earthly podcasts? Is it earthly concepts that friends are telling you? Or is the loudest voice the Word of God? You see, eternal things are what matters most. Going into 2022, I know that I need to be intentional. Even as a longtime Christian, I need to be intentional in making that an effort in my life. Maybe you do too. Thanks.